Recent polling data suggests that several surprising states are becoming competitive. In addition to Minnesota and Virginia, four more entities are now returning tight polling numbers. New surveys find the race coming into dead heat territory in Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and New Mexico, all of which have been Democratic strongholds for years. In the most recent research studies from each state, we see former President Donald Trump developing slight leads in Maine, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New Jersey. He trails only slightly in New Mexico and Virginia. All but the New Hampshire poll were conducted before the presidential debate. Two June congressional primaries, which are still officially undecided, are nearing the end. Because Utah is one of the all-male voting states, receiving and counting the ballots takes some time, though it appeared that U.S. Representative Celeste Malloy has been renominated in the Republican primary, the later votes have swung significantly toward her opponent, businessman Colby Jenkins. Congresswoman Malloy's margin has dropped to 309 votes from a turnout of more than 106,000 individuals. Ballots not included in this count are the ones that may be ineligible due to verification issues. The spread is still beyond the automatic recount range under Utah election law, but Mr. Jenkins can request and finance a recount of all ballots. It is unlikely, however, that a new count will differ to the point of overturning the original outcome. The final canvass necessary to certify the vote won't occur until July 22nd. The certification deadline came for all Virginia primary races, and State Senator John McGuire has been declared the official Congressional District 5 Republican nominee, defeating incumbent Representative Bob Good. The final total gives Senator McGuire a 374-vote win from almost 63,000 ballots cast, or 50.3% of the vote. Virginia has no official recount law, but Mr. Good can now request and finance a full recount and is reportedly raising money for such a move. He has a 10-day period in which to make the request. Like in the Utah race, it is unlikely that a recount will change the final total to the degree that it alters the certified outcome. Nevada election officials this week announced that the initiative to codify the state's abortion law into the state constitution has qualified for the general election ballot. Under Nevada election law, initiatives must qualify in consecutive elections. Therefore, even if this abortion-related measure passes in 2024, it will return for a second vote in 2026. National Democratic strategists want abortion propositions on the ballot because they will likely spur turnout among lower propensity left-of-center voters. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.